Before we bring Bob and Andy back to the show, we thought this was a fine time to reminisce on where we left off things with them the last time they joined us on episode 76. Who was Dr. A.S.W. Rosenbach, and how did the Rosenbach Library come into being? And of course, how did Dr. Rosenbach himself acquire the manuscript?
And is he still accepting patients, by the way?
Dr. Rosenbach was a PhD in English literature from the University of Pennsylvania. And he was a, by trade, a rare books salesman, and one of the greatest ones who ever lived, and certainly the most successful of his time.
The next book that, Andy and I are doing, and Steve's gone back to his work with the Baker Street, well, he's continued his work with the Baker Street Journal. Andy and I, just tomorrow, I think, we'll put the very finishing touch, not even touches, but touch, on a book that we're doing for BSI Press, which will, we hope, be available in January of 2016. Doesn't have a title yet officially, but the book is about medicine. In the Sherlock Holmes stories in the canon, and it's a lot of fun, as you can imagine. There's a huge medical backdrop to the stories.
We have what I think will be the definitive article on brain fever.
Absolutely. All right. Yes, written by two eminent neuropsychiatrists. So that absolutely right. I'm sorry, Andy, go ahead.
No, this is Scott, Bob. Anything about Dr. A.S.W. Rosenbach?
He's not a physician. He keeps telling you the guy's degree was in English literature. You know?
Dang.